is the Healing Our Brokenness podcast, where we dissect problems and solutions that exist among broken people living in a broken world, and where we also go from broken relationships to resilience and flourishing. This is podcast episode 102, and this one is entitled Let It All Out. Quite a title, right? This particular episode, we're dealing with our emotions. And what happens is once we start being still long enough, we will be able to listen to our bodies and be in tune with our souls and our spirits and realize that something is off. We will be able to tell when we've got grief built up that needs to come out, that we need to release. We can tell when there are moments of, I know myself, I can have grief trapped in my chest sometimes. I end up having grief trapped in my stomach. Sometimes I can just feel it throughout my body. It can be in my throat. Sometimes I can literally feel it in my eye sockets. I know that sounds weird, but it's true. And then there are times where the grief is just deep inside my soul. And I know when it comes out that it's going to be real intense and really heavy and loud because it needs to come out. And during those times, I have to give myself grace, because sometimes if we focus on how we think something should be as opposed to how it actually is, to what their reality is, when those expectations don't line up, it can lead to us being disappointed. And then a lot of times it can lead to being disillusioned as well, because we're not dealing with what it is that's actually reality. And so when I get those times where it's like that, where it's screaming out, where I know I need to let it out, and there needs to be some heavy crying because it's been deep down buried, I let it out. The best thing we can do is to get that from outside. From inside of our systems to come out, as they say, better out than in. I mean, it's the same way with grief, because of the fact that it can just get added on as trauma. And that's definitely something that we do not want. And so what happened with Joseph in Genesis 45, we're at the scene where he is talking to his brothers, and then you got other officials and the people that are under him, underneath him, in the room, his servants, so to speak. And his emotions are just, they've built up. And he's realized that. And so it's just like, okay, so what do we do with those kind of emotions? We have to let it out. And what happened to me about a month and a half ago, I had a pretty emotional day. Things did not go the last few days leading up to that particular day, they did not go as planned. It had just been kind of a crazy week. And so on this particular day, it was on a Thursday, it was just the icing on the cake. I had something I had to get done. It should have taken no more than 2 hours. And it 2.5 at the most, I would say, it turned into like a whole entire like 5-hour adventure. So I'm thinking I get home no later than 7:30. Once I saw that I was running behind time, I didn't get home until almost 10 o'clock. I was cold, hungry, exhausted. But as I was in the process of doing all these different things and those things taking longer than planned, I could feel a deep crying out and inside of my soul. Of frustration and just the need to release those emotions while I was in the grocery store. Okay. When I finally finished up at least 80% of what I had to get done, and I got in the car and I said, I'm just going to have to scream and let it out. And it probably was maybe 4 rounds of that, and maybe another couple when I got home, but I felt so much better. And when it comes to those type of emotions, we have got to be able to get that stuff out. Either we get it out and we are able to control how it comes out, or it's going to control us And who knows what's going to happen, but it's got to come out. We end up getting sick like that. And usually when it comes on that heavy like that, you have a little bit of a space as a warning as far as trying to go somewhere to be able to deal with it in private if need be. And I just thank God that I was able to get it out. And I've been listening to one particular podcast where this podcast host, she is a therapist, and she talks about how sometimes she has to go outside herself to be able to scream, to yell, whatever kind of way she needs to do it, to be able to get those emotions out of her. And that's how we're able to, once we let it out, and, you know, we might have to do it several times, as I had to, maybe a total six times that night. But then my system was like, oh, thank you. And then you can go right back to being able to adapt to the situation again. But if we're walking around like that and holding that stuff pent in, it's just not a good combination. And with Blacks, we have to be careful anyway, because it's part of our DNA and trauma. We are able to suppress the emotions more naturally than usual because of that trauma. And so us holding that in just gets added into our systems as more trauma. But when I let it out, I felt so much better. And I had to have myself to not even think about the fact of how many times it took for it to come out. What happened when it came out? It's like, okay, Tina, it came out. That's what you should be rejoicing about. Because the devil would have us thinking about, oh, it had to get to this point where it came out. No, it came out. We let it out. We give ourselves compassion and grace and speak kind words to ourselves instead of going into self-blame, self-judgment, self-criticism mode, and we let it out. And what I want to do right now is talk about Joseph and what happened with him before we end. But he was in the room, as I mentioned, with his servants and other officials, and his brothers were there with him. And he wanted to be able to tell his brothers that he was Joseph, okay? And it got built up in his system. And I'm going to read exactly what the scripture says. It says, Joseph could not control himself in front of his servants any longer. So he cried out, have everyone leave me. So he knew, as I talk about that window of space where you know, I need to get somewhere I can feel safe, I need to get it out, okay? When only the brothers were left with Joseph, he told them who he was. Joseph cried so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and the people in the king's palace heard about it. He said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still alive? But the brothers could not answer him because they were very afraid of him. So Joseph said to them, come close to me. When the brothers came close to him, he said to them, I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold as a slave to go to Egypt. Now, don't be worried or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. God sent me here ahead of you to save people's lives. No food has grown in the land for 2 years. And there will be 5 more years without planting or harvest. So God sent me here ahead of you to make sure you have some descendants left on earth and to keep you alive in an amazing way. So it's not you who sent me here, but God. Notice how he told them that twice to reassure them. God has made me the official, the highest officer of the king of Egypt. I am in charge of his palace, and I am the master of all of the land of Egypt. So leave quickly and go to my father. Tell him, your son Joseph says, God has made me master over all Egypt. Come down to me quickly. And so we see here Joseph, remind me of myself, he realized he couldn't control himself any longer. He asked them to leave except for his brothers because he felt safe enough to be able to express himself and reveal himself in front of them. And sometimes we can let it out with others with us, and sometimes we just have to do it by ourselves. And so he was able to to do that, to let it out with them. But he didn't know he needed to have everybody else to just leave. And so whenever we have that window of time where we know we can get to safety, where we can let it out, that's what we need to do. So I know it's been time myself. It's like, I didn't want to stop doing whatever it was to sit there and talk. It was like, do you want that to just go back down in your system and be worse next time or cause some other damage? Or do you want to get up from what you're doing, Tina, and go take care of what you need to do? And so this is, like I said, it's part of us being able to be resilient. It's also part of us being able to flourish in our relationships, because if we are walking around in that much misery, we cannot have decent relationships with people. You know, we're going to be kind of cut off, and our only focus is going to be, I feel miserable, I feel miserable, I feel miserable. And we don't want to do that. We want to deal with our junk, let it out, however way it is that we let it out, in a good, healthy manner. Get back up again, adapt. Resiliency takes over, and then we can keep moving. So I hope it was something that was said here today that will resonate with your hearts as you go from broken relationships to resilience and flourishing. I want to give a shout out to Timothy Horton for bringing our intro and outro music every single week. That song is entitled Valley of Grace. It can be found on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Music, the iTunes Store. And if you are being blessed by this show, if you could please ask your friends to tune in. And we are on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music now. It's actually called Amazon Music and Podcasts now. So we're out there. And I think I've covered pretty much everywhere. And I hope to see you next week. Until next time.